Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn.
Hi, Rob. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Today, we're talking about this celebration. It's a Christian festival, but its message of peace among people is universal.
It's a pity that today we're far from that, from a moment of absolute peace and goodwill. Now, goodwill means a cooperative attitude.
But there was once a brief moment in history when the human spirit rose above wars.
Aha, and you must be talking about the Christmas truce, which happened in World War I in 1914.
It's the perfect occasion to talk about it because this year marks the centenary, the 100-year anniversary, of the start of Britain's involvement in this European conflict. And we'll look at some related vocabulary during the programme. But before we go into this extraordinary event, a question about the First World War, Finn.
Ooh, for me? Well, I'm not an expert at the First World War, so we'll see how I do.
I'm sure you'll know the answer to this one. It's about letters. People didn't have email in the early 20th century, so they wrote lots of letters. But do you know how many letters were delivered to the front, the place where the fighting happened, every week? Were there A, 1 million, B, 5 million, or C, an incredible 12 million letters?
Right. Well, I know there were a lot of people at the front, but I'm going to say A, 1 million.
OK. Well, as usual, you'll have the answer to that question at the end of the programme. Right, now let's talk about this unofficial truce which happened 100 years ago in the Western Front of the First World War.
Yes, so a truce is an agreement between people to stop fighting with no winner or loser. Now, it's unofficial, which means it's not authorised by people in a position of authority, in this case, the governments involved in the war. So the soldiers just decided to simply stop fighting. Now, how is this possible, Rob? How did this happen?
Well, soldiers from both trenches all of a sudden started to fraternise, which means they began to meet each other socially.
And the trenches were big holes dug by soldiers from which they attacked the enemy. Living conditions were terrible in these holes.
This truce might have had something to do with the bad conditions in these trenches. Let's hear what German historian Michael Jürgs has to say about the event. Which expression does he use to describe how the soldiers felt about the war?
I think it happened because they were all well fed up with the war. They were promised to be at home again at Christmas 1914. And after 5 months of the World War, there were already a million dead young people, 18, 19, 20 years old. And at Christmas night, the muddy weather became frosty and cold. And then from the German trenches, that sounds unbelievable because always Germans started wars or joined wars. It began the song Silent Night, Holy Night. That was the beginning.
The German historian said the soldiers were fed up with the war, which is an informal way of saying they were bored or annoyed with it.
The war was continuing and they wished they were home with their families. One night it was cold and the German soldiers started to sing a song, a carol.
Yes, a carol is a happy song with a religious element, usually a Christmas song. And the carol they sang was Silent Night, Holy Night.
Yes, enough. That's the carol Silent Night, Holy Night, and it broke the ice between the soldiers. That means it made these men, who didn't know each other personally, more relaxed.
And you know, Rob, I really find it fascinating how spontaneous all of this was.
It was indeed.
So how did the authorities respond to this?
They didn't like it at all. They banned this sort of fraternising and it didn't happen again. But not before the soldiers from opposing armies played some football together.
Ah, football?
Yes, they played a match in no man's land. That's a strip of land between enemy sides over which nobody has control. It was the area between the English trench and the German trench.
You know, it's a really nice story, isn't it? It's quite a touching story, Rob.
Yes, and very inspiring. Well, our time is almost up, so let's get the right answer to the quiz question. I asked you how many letters were delivered to the front every week. Now, the options were 1 million, 5 million or 12 million.
And I said 1 million, Rob.
And you were a long way off.
Oh, really?
Yes, the correct answer is C, 12 million letters.
12 million a week?
Yes, a week. By the end of the war, 2 billion letters and 114 million parcels have been delivered to the front. According to statistics, 65 million people around the world fought in this war, which ended in 1918.
That's really quite incredible, Rob.
Some incredible figures there. OK, well, let's remember some of the words that we've explained today.
They were goodwill, centenary, truce, unofficial, trenches, fraternise, fed up with, carol, broke the ice, no man's land.
Thank you, Finn. That's it for today. Do log on to bbclearningenglish.com to find more 6-minute English programmes. And we wish you all a merry and peaceful Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas to all. Bye.
Bye.
6-minute English from the BBC.